Are you thinking about implementing your own smart home? Not sure of what you want to control or how to start? Do you want your smart home to respond to your voice like it does in the movies or television? Well, you found the right podcast, Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. As a best-selling author, speaker, and YouTuber, he will help you explore the different options available. And now, here's your host, Ron.
Hi. I'm Ron Netter, and welcome to another edition of Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. This time, as you can see, we're going to be talking about setting up Stream Deck with Philips Hue, and that's, of course, using our good friend IFTT, or IFTTT, however you pronounce it. And that's, trust me, your system, so you can do whatever you want to. Making some more changes in the studio, as you can see, I've got the mic changed at this time, just trying to have better and more consistent audio, working on the video, but one step at a time. So let's go over to the web interface, and then we can get things rolling from there. Now, this is already assuming you've got, you've been into webhooks at least once, and I've got some other videos that kind of show you through the process, but we'll go through it again here as well. So we'll start out with a new applet. And we'll type webhooks, and we'll receive a web request, and we'll call it Philips Hue On. And you can pretty much do whatever you want to with this. So we'll create trigger, and now we'll go through and we'll actually link up into one of the Philips Hue bulbs. So now, if you click on this and you get prompted for credentials, that means you have to set up your link between IFTT and Philips Hue. Not a big deal. Now, there are several ways to do this. And actually, let's go here while I'm thinking about it. And we're going to go into Stream Deck, and I'm going to create a new profile. We're going to call it Philips Hue. And just type Philips. Here, that's the wonderful thing with Stream Deck, is you can do a lot with it. So we've already got the profile there. So now what we'll go through and do, and we'll switch over to Philips Hue, and we'll go down here for some reason. Oh, website, that's the one we want. Okay, we'll kill this one for right now. So we're going to do several different things here. First, I'm going to do, if you're running the Stream Deck Mini and you're available key real estate, maybe at a little bit of a premium, we'll do with toggling the lights on and off. So we'll first select the light, and we'll create action. Okay, had to hit it twice apparently. And as you've heard me talk about before, you can leave this turned on when you're first starting to use it, but once you're sure things are okay, turn it off, because it's one less notification you're going to get. And as with anything, get back over here to this screen. I need to switch up here for just a moment. Make sure before you start this that you've got your Philips Hue app and your bulbs on the latest version. If not, you may have some interesting results, and we'll put it that way. So now, with having done that, we will click finish, and we'll remember this little part right here. And I'm going to copy and paste that. I'm going to cheat a little bit. And the first thing I always suggest doing when doing webhooks is to make sure that your link is going to work. So we'll click test it. Okay, now it says event has been triggered. Now, you don't want to cycle it on and off quickly, because that can lead to some interesting things. So if we test it again, okay, it's when you do it very quickly. So now that we have that part of the process done, let's just copy and paste this, and we'll go up into, I'll select Philips Hue here so that when we go over to Stream Deck, we will drag over the website icon, and we'll call this chair, and I'll call it toggle for now. Oh, and by the way, something interesting here. If you want to have a double line entry, just, and I'm on an Apple Mac here, so I hit the Command key and Enter, and so that also lets you, if you want to have the text centered in the button, there you go. You just do another, in my case, Command Enter. It may be Control Enter on a PC. Now we'll paste the link in here. Tell it to access in background, and that's it. So if you want to have the Philips Hue logo, you've seen me do it before. I just didn't get it done before starting this video. So now what we'll go back here and do is we will go back to, I got enough things open on the screen that you can't see right now. So we'll go over here and we'll go to My Applets. And we will click on New Applet. And now we'll do the variation of on and off. So we'll click this. We'll just type web. We'll take that one. And we'll go chair on. Create trigger. And we'll go to that. And we'll go Philips. And we can say turn on lights, and we'll go down here to recliner, create action. And obviously it didn't need to click it twice, it was just it had to think a little bit. We'll click finish. So it's created the applet, so we'll go through here and just copy that like we did before. We'll go over to the webhooks page, and this is the documentation link you've seen me talk about before. And this is, I always keep this handy when I'm setting up new items, because then, okay, event's been triggered, so we know that's good. And we'll copy over here. We'll select Philips Hue, so when we go into Edit Stream Deck, you don't have to see that. And we will go website and chair on, and then we'll paste the link in, access in background. So now it's just a matter of lather, rinse, and repeat. So we'll go back up here and we'll click on My Applets, and we will create a new applet. Of course, webhooks, you just kind of see, once you're used to the routine, this is really very straightforward. So we'll type chair. Okay, there was a space in that one. You can't have any spaces in these names from the work I've done with this so far. So we'll create trigger. Okay, I must have hit cancel, so we'll do it again here. And turn off. Recliner, create action. There we go. And we will just copy the chair off name and we'll click finish. We will go over here to our friendly documentation link testing and make sure that we don't have any spaces. Okay, so we'll test. Okay, it's been triggered, so that's a good indication that that's okay. And then we will go back over here. We've still got the Philips Hue option. So we will, you can either drag over from the website, or the other option is you right click and go copy, paste. And then at this point, what I would do is just change that to off. We'll go in here and mark all that, and then we'll change that. See, now you see it says chair off. And that's got it. So if we can hit chair toggle. And then we have the individual buttons on and off. So if you want very simplistic buttons, you've seen how you can get the text to kind of center. It's not, as straightforward as one might like, but it's at least an option here. And I'm almost, there we go. Sorry, I got to hit one more button to get things back in control. Went to a new version of Ecamm Live this morning that I'm using. So things have been a little bit different. So as you can see, it's very easy to do whether you're doing a toggle or separate on off. And there's pluses and to both of them. If you've got the full Stream Deck, then certainly you've got the option of having more real estate. You can do more of the different pieces, parts to it all, and get that to work. If you're on a Stream Deck Mini, then toggling makes more sense. If you've got a lot of items, so it's just, you know, there's no one right or wrong way to do this, but you can see there are options. Appreciate you bearing with me as I went through this video and had a few little hiccups along the way. Hopefully the audio is a little bit better for you in this one. I think I'm probably going to be staying on this one. I'm also looking to convert my first smart home book into an audio book. So I wanted to have a consistent mic for everything. And I think this Heil PR40 is probably going to way I'll end up going. For those of you who've been watching the channel, thank you. If you've subscribed to the channel, thank you again. If you haven't, please consider doing so. If you know someone who is looking to do this for themselves, pass along this information on the channel to them. Get into subscribe. If you have subscribed, make sure you click on the bell notification icon. You're supposed to be getting notifications when new videos come out. I'm finding that's not always the case. So if you want to sign up for the email list, then I'm here in the next few weeks. I'll get my process in place to automatically send you a notification at least once a week when I've got new videos posted. So it's as you see, there's, you know, a lot going on. We've got even more things coming down the pike. You will see options in here that where you can in the show notes, different things we talked about. You can purchase those. If you do, I do get a small commission on that one. If you don't want to purchase those, that's fine. It just, that helps me a little bit. And if you don't see something on this channel, either I haven't looked at it or it's just something I didn't feel was a good fit. So if you do see something you would like to have looked at on here and me run through the paces, please let me know and I'll be happy to take care of it. I do have this video also available as a podcast on techbyteswithronnutter.com and as an Amazon flash briefing. Thank you much for your time.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Bytes with Ron Nutter podcast. If you know someone who's interested in creating their own smart home, please share this show with them. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts and leave us a review. Have questions? Contact Ron at questions@techbyteswithronnutter.com. He looks forward to sharing more incredible insights on the next episode.